Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like a little miracle, Johnny Manziel signs with the Alliance of American Football. San Antonio, our friends in San Antonio, mm-hmm. God bless San Antonio, mm-hmm. which held his rights,
yes.
said we don't need or want Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm. They have Logan Woodside.
They have Logan Woodside. Mm-hmm. And so he is, because Memphis is so bereft and pathetic, they had first shot on waivers.
For the good of the league.
For the good of the league.
Yeah.
And they signed Johnny Manziel, and he will be introduced at a press conference today. The Johnny Manziel era in Memphis has started. Jeffrey, your thoughts.
It's a great weekend for me.
When did you become a Johnny Manziel? Was he? He was before. He was your Baker Mayfield before Baker Mayfield.
Correct. As I've pointed out to you, just like John the Baptist paved the way for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right.
Without a Johnny Manziel, I would never have known what Baker could be. But I needed Johnny first because I needed to believe that it was possible to play this position and actually have fun and play this position under 6'2", and just to play with the pure joy that they did. So I needed Johnny to open my eyes and to show me that, yes, indeed, this could be fun. This could be possible.
Was Johnny in college football,
mm-hmm.
in terms of electric fun?
Yes.
Rank the following.
All right.
Johnny Manziel.
Okay.
Cam Newton.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield.
Okay, in terms of pure fun,
Johnny's one.
Yeah, Johnny's one, Cam two, Baker three. Because Cam.
In terms of excellence. I think excellence, Cam one, Baker two, Johnny three.
Yeah, because I think you have to give it to Cam. He won a title, and like that was a.
And he was just dominant.
Yeah, he's the single. Like when he was on the field, it was just remarkable. I mean. That run against LSU is still one of the most insane things I've ever seen. The 77-yard touchdown run where he did the Superman thing into the end zone. Yeah, I would go, in terms of excellence, you go Cam 1,
it is
Baker,
this totally
Baker 2,
just
Johnny 3.
100% trans. How many tickets does – now, we will learn maybe today. Here's what I suspect Mike Singletary will say today.
He's got to win the job.
He's got to win the job, right?
How long do you think it'd take for him to win the job for me?
So – will there be a huge rush to the ticket office for this week's game, home game, against the Iron, I believe?
I think you're 100% right. It's all dependent upon what is said at 2:30 today.
Do we know if he starts?
Yes.
If he doesn't start, not a huge rush to the ticket office?
No, I don't think so.
People wouldn't go just on the, maybe I'll get the glimpse of him standing on the sidelines or coming in later in the game?
Right. You're not going to just go buy, you're not going to spend money to go see him warm up.
You need to know, if they want to take full advantage
yeah.
of this, you need to know he's a starter.
Yes. And that's why today at 2:30, I would say we didn't bring this young man in.
If they, I kind of disagree with you. But if they, because it's Mike Singletary, but if they announce he's the starter, we expect him to be the starter Saturday. If they announce that, how many tickets does he sell?
I think he sells at least double. So I think he sells at least 3,000 tickets.
You don't think he sells 10,000 tickets?
I don't think he gets to 10.
I don't think he sells 10,000 tickets.
But I do think it doubles.
3,000 more is all?
Yeah, I think it would
5,000 more?
I think there'd be 6,000 people there, 6,000, 7,000 people there.
It transforms something that was, I'll be honest,
you've tried to be fair to them. Give them a chance.
Well, because here's the truth. At my core, from the moment they introduced this,
mm-hmm.
I was like, this thing ain't working in Memphis. No one wants a freaking minor league football team. There's about 12 people out there who want a minor league football team. It's not working in Memphis. They totally misjudged the Memphis market. Memphis soccer is going to work.
Yeah.
Because there is a thirst for it. football has been tried and tried and tried and tried again. We had moved on, baby. We had moved on. We now have a good college football program, and we had just absolutely moved on. And we'd moved on to the Grizzlies, and we'd moved on to bigger, better things, and we were not trying to chase minor league football anymore in the cold in February. Like, it just wasn't happening.
Yes.
It was not. It was never going to happen. And I never just came out and said what a stupid idea it was. And then, I'll be honest, I think they've done a crappy job of promoting it.
Yes.
Like, compare them to Memphis 901 FC, which is out there all the time. When have you heard about Michael Singletary being at a Rotary Club talking out? Never.
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 No.
I mean, ever? Really? I mean, I don't know if he's ever been out.
Even if
he was, his personality chases people away.
If I wanted to get someone important from Memphis 901 FC on the show.
They had Matt. Didn't they have Zach Mettenberg? I think Jason and John had Zach Mettenberg.
I think that's the only person
that
I know.
For that. But it's been terrible. They're not engaged. They're not in the way that 901 FC is. They are not engaged in the community, and they had a much tougher climb to begin with. And because there was no desire for this team.
Yes.
And so they had to create the excitement. They did nothing to create the excitement by hiring Singletary, who's dull as dirt, and then by doing very little in the community.
Yes.
So it's been just a laughingstock. And then on top of it, they're a terrible team that doesn't score points and tried to thrust Christian Hackenberg on us.
Yes. And then on top of that, they tried to convince us that they were a defensive team because they sucked on offense.
Right. So the whole thing
really
was
not that good.
It had transformed something no one cared about to the extent that they did. It was just a joke, right?
Yes.
Johnny Manziel changes all of that 100% right off the bat.
100%.
He is the most exciting. Name another relevant player in the league.
He's by far, he's the only person.
Who is there another? Who is there?
I mean, it's pretty much the most relevant.
Who
star
is there?
In
name
the
a player in the league.
Name another quarterback or whatever.
Just a good player. Name a good name player in the league.
Trent Richardson?
Yeah, he's a name player.
Yeah, that's.
But no one goes to see him.
No. That's it. The biggest names are, the biggest name is Steve Spurrier.
Yes. Right.
It's the biggest star.
The coaches are yes. Okay. So then you've got Johnny Manziel. And so then the question is, how do we view this? I just view it as fun. This is fun. This is going to be fun. Well, I view it as two things. Even as I wrote a column,
mm-hmm.
I had fun writing the column. I would urge you to read the column because I really enjoyed the column. I don't try to, whatever. But this was a column that I really enjoyed. I'd written a Memphis basketball column Saturday. Get home. The news is out there. I say, I got to write a column about this. So I wrote a column, and it was just a delight. It was just fun to write, even though it was my second column that I was up at 11 o'clock writing it. It was just fun because this thing is fun. It's just interesting. All of a sudden, we have Johnny Manziel injected into our veins. It is fun. Beyond that, it is true that even though he is a total screw-up, has done this to himself over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, on a personal level, I hope it works. I totally 100%, in the same way that I root for anybody, Johnny Manziel never murdered anybody. Now, the worst thing is the domestic stuff,
yeah.
Right? And that stuff makes me a little queasy because, Colleen Crowley, I think is her name.
Yes, Colleen Crowley.
She leveled some pretty serious accusations against Johnny Manziel and stuff that I don't think should be taken lightly.
Completely agree.
The being a jackass, getting drunk, partying, ruining his career is just classic addiction stuff. And I hope that anyone who is in the throes of addiction, even if it's the seventh time they screwed up, can the eighth time that they can emerge. So, I think it's fun. B, on a human level, I hope it works because I'm going to be rooting for it to work. And I'd like nothing better than this to be the city that relaunched Johnny Manziel's football career. I think that would be unbelievably fantastic. It would be great fun. And particularly given that basketball is winding down for us and the Grizzlies aren't particularly compelling, it's just a lovely, happy diversion. Now, I will say, I went to the Dallas Morning News where they have a timeline of Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, it is quite the roller coaster.
The timeline is incredible. It starts in 2012. Okay, can I give you some highlights?
Yes, you may.
Johnny Manziel finds himself in College Station headlines for the first time after being arrested by police in the Poplar North District of College Station, charged with carrying fake ID and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and then by the way, so then there's that. Manziel gives dazzling performance en route to Cotton Bowl victory over the Oklahoma Sooners. Following day, Instagram post flashing a fistful of cash captioned casino ballin'.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then
that was the cash phone.
Then July 17th, 2013 arrives late on the opening day at the Mass Manning Passing Academy. Also on the third day, a no show sent home. Okay.
Yeah, then, A.J. McCarron ratted him out. Yeah.
On August 4th, 2013, NCAA investigation launched to investigate whether he is signing memorabilia.
Mm-hmm. For money.
He is suspended for the first half of the opener against
Rice, yeah.
Okay. Then he's declares for the NFL draft. I'm leaving out the football stuff. This is the other
right.
stuff. Okay. In a text to QB coach Dole Loggins, says he's going to wreck the league. Okay. So he's picked with the 22nd pick. Then in June 2014, this is the year of the draft, he's photographed on a giant inflatable swan holding a bottle of champagne. A week later, video emerges with Manziel shouting, "I can't hear you. There's too much money in my hand."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He tells reporters, July 27th, 2014, tells reporters at the NFL Rookie Symposium he's not going to change for anybody. Mm-hmm. July 4th, 2014, photographed in a bathroom with a rolled up $20 bill. What are those used for?
Typically, that would be the powdered sugar.
Again, he has not yet started his career. August 11th, 2014, fined for the first time as a member of the Browns, showing up late to a team meeting. August 18th, gets fined $12,000 for flashing a middle finger at the Redskins bench. November 22nd, 2014, involved in an early morning altercation in the lobby of a Cleveland apartment building, etc. Okay, then we start to get, at the end of that year, we start to get some contrite Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
Time for me to grow up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? However, very shortly after that, he was partying at a Houston nightclub, gives the middle finger to a group of hecklers. They toss drinks at him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. ESPN report, with players calling Manziel, unnamed players, a 100% joke. He then enters rehab.
Mm-hmm.
This goes on, and like we are only up to 2015. Okay, he has wrecked a limo, he has wrecked a hotel room, he has reported drunk for practice, he has snuck out wearing a wig and partied and not telling the Browns and calling himself Billy Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He has...
Outstanding second name.
He has been waived by the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
He has signed with the CFL, and he has been banned by the CFL.
Yeah, he was exiled to Canada.
He was exiled to Canada.
And then they exiled him from Canada. Yeah.
And now he's back in Memphis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.